Hello,
I am Mike,
and I am Adrian,
and we are young doctors from the Philippines.
If this is your first time to join us, we talk about anything related to pre-med, med proper, clerkship, internship, PLE, USMLE, and beyond.
Welcome to The Better Pill, your weekly prescription of tips and insights to become better students,
better interns,
and better doctors. Bro, musta? Musta, bro, Adrian?
Musta, bro? What's up, better doctors?
Maraming nag-message sa atin about sa EdMAT.
Yeah.
And matagal na nating balak gawin to. Kaya lang yung problem natin, iba yung setup ngayon. So, pag ganun, yung mga tips natin, baka hindi applicable.
Agree ako dyan, bro. And the EdMAT kasi, it's a very important step, no? Towards becoming a doctor. It's a requirement and it is a step na lahat ng mga medical student dito sa Philippines hindi pwedeng skip talaga, bro, di ba?
Oo, kailangan pagdaanan, no? So, ano, bro, no? Luckily, meron tayong guest na kahit super busy, binigyan tayo ng pagkakataon.
Yeah, okay. So, allow me the honor to introduce our guest today. She's currently a first-year med proper sa UST FMS, but she entered med school through the ano na yung bagong program natin sa UST, which is the Leap Med program na Leap straight med, out of senior high. Yeah, Leap Med, no, pasok ka sa med school and mahirap makapasok dito, bro, no? Ilang percent lang sa batch yung nakakapasok, kaya high yield talaga yung guest natin today. She's also a member of AMSA and she's the Deputy Officer for Partnerships ngayon. And aside from that, she's not only a full-time medical student, she's also a content creator and a YouTuber, bro. So, talk about balance, no?
Wow.
So, bro, let's welcome our guest today, Dr. Kane Irish Hernandez.
Hi, so thank you.
Hi, Kane.
Thank you, Dr. Michael and Dr. Adrian, for inviting me here. It's really an honor and I really want to share some tips kasi ayun nga, since I think it is really a blessing to pass the EdMAT and be able to enter my dream med school, I guess I should also share then to other students some tips that I think would help them. So I'm really thankful that you invited me here.
Thank you, Kano, and thank you for, alam ko busy ka, especially first year med proper ka ngayon, and you really took the time to be with us to share some insights and your experience, no? Thank you very much, Kane. And yun talaga yung goal namin din dito sa The Better Pill Podcast, no, na i-share yung experience to those, yes, na in the same path as ours, no? So thank you very much, Kane.
I'm also really grateful kasi ayun nga, parang before I also needed help.
Mm-hmm.
So ako, gusto ko ako naman yung mag-help ngayon sa kanila.
Yes, yes.
Wow, wow. Giving back, no?
Yes.
So let's start, bro, no? So okay, no? What is the EdMAT ba?
Oh, actually, EdMAT is this National Medical Admission Test. So basically, it is an examination and it is conducted all over the country para minamessure niya yung mga academic abilities ng students in areas that are deemed to be good use when it comes to selection in medical school. Kasi para siyang one of the indicators of how these aspiring medical students would perform in medical school. So, yung EdMAT, meron siyang two parts.
Mm-hmm.
First part is for mental ability, and the second one is for academic proficiency test. So, if I could remember it right, the mental abilities part, it consists of quantitative, yun yung math, tapos yeah, merong visual acuity or perceptual acuity,
mm-hmm,
merong logical reasoning or yung inductive reasoning, and the other one is verbal,
yes, tama,
or English part, and the second one, parang yun yung more specialized subjects like chemistry, biology, social science, and physics.
Okay.
So yun, bali eight subject
eight
areas.
Subjects,
so,
all in all.
Yeah.
Parang entrance exam sa college, bro, no?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Parang lang siyang, alam niyo, parang level up na entrance exam sa college.
Mas mahirap lang na entrance exam.
Mm-hmm. So, pre-pandemic, of course, face-to-face siya, pero COVID happened, and now it is online since I think last August 2020. So I didn't start yung online exam. And usually yung first schedule niya for the year during the middle of school year, so around September or October.
Yeah.
And then last test schedule would be March or April.
Yeah.
So yeah, parang ano siya, limited talaga yung time. But I actually nalimutan ko na kung ano, kung gaano katagal. But ayun, the parang di na basta bibigyan naman kayo ng breaks in between, and I think yung longest break lang dun is parang yung pinaka break lang is between the first part and second part.
Yeah.
And enough naman siya yung time. Enough naman siya to cover each subject areas. But the problem is lang, yung parang hindi siya yung... Ikaw yung magbabalance ng kung gaano mo katagal yung spend mo sa isang area, ganyan. Para di makompromise yung pag-take mo dun sa ibang parts. Yun lang yung naging problem ko sa time before. So like, kailangan mo talagang mag-stay on track and alam mo ilang oras na yung na-spend mo per subject, so that di ka kulangin dun sa iba. So, ayun.
Yeah, so it's very important, no, na kasi syempre limited yung time, no. Kailangan talaga aware ka.
Mabudget mo yung
spending
oras
for each subject. Actually, na-research ko yung time, no. And sa part 1 and part 2, each has 120 items. So part 1, it's 2 hours and 15 minutes. Sa part 2, it's 1 hour and 30 minutes. So mas konti yung time sa part 2.
Kasi siguro because ano, sa quantitative part, sobrang dami ng computations. Yeah. So kailangan talaga matagal.
Pero yung ano ba, yung part 1, 'di ba, 120 items. Pwede ka mag-backtrack. Kunyari nasa 120 ka na, pwede ka bumalik sa number 1.
Yes, actually, pwede mag-backtrack. Pwede mo dun, parang may option nga dun sa site. Halimbawa, pwede mo i-mark yung item na gusto mo balikan so that mas mabilis.
Mm.
Parang mayroon lang button na, for example, gusto ko bumalik sa number 3, tapos sobrang layo ko na. Parang kiklik mo lang yun. Meron siyang marker. Halimbawa, may mag-change siya ng color kapag di ka pa sure dun sa sagot para ma-access mo siya agad. So, ayun, mas mabilis siya matandaan.
So, you can skip lang naman some items.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's nice.
So, parang may palatandaan kung hindi ka sure.
Oo, ganun.
Pala siyang palatandaan. So, basically, that's that, no? So, parang entrance... Basically, entrance exam naman talaga siya for medical school. So, 8 subjects and then my time limit. Kinompute ko sa part 1, a little over 1 minute per item dapat yung na-spend mo. And sa part 2, less mga 45 seconds. Less than a minute ang dapat mong i-spend per item. So, yun. May time pressure talaga. May time pressure talaga.
Time pressure talaga, no?
Okay, so we've talked about what the NMAT is. Ngayon, how do you register for it, Kane? Kasi alam ko this November na yung next, no, na schedule.
Yes.
So,
actually, smooth lang yung registration and everything is done online. So, mayroon online registration system for NMAT and we just have to make an account in the CEM website. So, it is via the cem-inc.org.ph. So, sobrang quick process lang niya. And after, parang kailangan mo lang i-verify yung email mo kapag gagawa mo ng account. Tapos, choose na agad ng payment method. Tapos, ayun. So, like, after a few working days from kapag nagbayad ka na ng payment, then a confirmation email would be sent to you, like, saying officially registered ka na to take the NMAT. Tapos, andun na din yung ibang requirements na kailangan mo i-send. And those are sent via email then. So, like, soft copy lang lahat. And they would include yung online form na i-filled up mo pagka-register mo. Tapos, ayun, kailangan mo lang ng... Aside from that, kailangan mo ng government ID or school ID. Ayun, so send mo lang yung soft copy nun. Tapos yung PDF file ng transcript of records for those na, halimbawa, nakagraduate ka na. And for those na graduating pa lang, sa college pa lang na magte-take na ng NMAT, certificate of graduate, yun yung kailangan, which is you can always ask from the admin of your school. Tapos yun, tatanungin ka lang din ng mailing address mo kasi kailangan yun kapag isa-send na yung hard copy ng results mo later. So yun lang, kailangan mo lang isend yun sa kanila via email and also yung proof of payment. And ayun, you're done na registering and accessing the site and yung mga need mo na forms para makapag-exam.
I see. So everything
yun pala, madali lang pala, bro, no?
Yes, madali online lang pala. Lahat talaga.
Very convenient. Speaking of proof of payment, Magkano ba yung nagastos mo sa registration, Kane?
Yung total fee para mag-register para sa exam is actually 1,900 pesos. Pero since meron pa siyang syempre, di ba, mga additional fee kapag magbabayad ka, 30 pesos lang naman yung binayaran ko, so 1,930. Pero alam ba, for international applicants, $60 yung nakita ko dun sa site nila. So ayun, yung fee, parang kasama na dun yung pag-process ng mga forms mo kapag bago ka mag-take. Tapos syempre, yung mismong pag-take ng exam, yung proctoring, tapos pag-process ng results later on, tapos yung printing, at saka yung pag-ship ng results mo papunta sa mailing address mo. Ayun, yun yung, ano, yun yung sakop ng 1,900. Tapos, yung payment na yun, yung i-cover lang niya, yung schedule na pinili mo kapag mag-register ka. So, for example, kailangan mo magpa-resched, ganyan. Based on what I read dun sa site nila before is hindi na kasi refundable yung ano, yung fee.
Oh.
So, for example, gusto mo mag-change ng schedule, kailangan mo ulitin yung buong process. Kailangan mo mag-register ulit, tapos kailangan mo magbayad ng bukod. Pero, meron din ako nabasa sa kanila na, for example, gusto mo talaga makuha yung bayad pabalik if hindi ka mag-take, you can request, pero another mahabang process pa yun. And they really emphasize na yun nga, di siya refundable. Yeah. So tapos, have, ano lang siya.
So, you have to make sure talaga, no? Na yes. Pag napili mo yung schedule na yun,
yun na.
Ayun. Yung payment naman, ang alam ko sa Dragon Pay, facility lang siya, ano, sinisend. Tapos, pwede naman siyang over-the-counter deposit or over-the-counter na payment, which is non-bank. Tapos, alam ko, pwede rin mobile or credit card payments. And, ayun, kapag kabayad mo, makaka-receive ka ng confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, kapag naka-receive ka ng confirmation, ayun na, meron na siyang link na magbibigay sa'yo ng access dun sa mga NMAT guide, NMAT forms, tapos other necessary documents for you to take the exam.
Okay.
So, very convenient pala, bro, no?
Yes.
Talagang nag-adjust yung CEM, no, to the times.
Oo. Oh.
From registration hanggang actual test day, nag-evolve talaga sila. Which is something good, no? Kasi hindi like yung, paano ba? Yung med school education, yung medical education, hindi talaga magsa-stop. So, lahat nag-adjust talaga.
Tuloy-tuloy pa rin, no?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, no? Since naging online yung NMAT, may idea ka ba kung nagbago ba how they score you, how they rank you?
Actually, I think it's just similar. Pero di rin kasi ako aware masyado dun sa conventional na face-to-face NMAT before. But just to share, yung system ngayon, ganun pa rin po, diba? Like, we have 8 subtests, tapos per subtest or yung subject areas, meron ko yung standard score. And that standard score ranges from 200 to 800 with a mean of 500 pa rin. Tapos, yung exam itself, meron siyang 3 main score. If ganito rin po ba before, like, yung for the part 1, APT, or yung aptitude. Tapos, part 2, yung special areas. Ayun yung subtest score doon. Tapos, yung pinakalas, yung GPS, which is for the whole exam.
Yeah.
So, yung GPS na yun, magkocorrespond siya sa PR, or yung percentile rank.
Mm-hmm.
And that PR would range from 1 to 99 plus. Right?
Yeah, I think same lang. Well, basically, what percentile means, no, for our listeners, if you're not so familiar. For example, if yung percentile rank mo or percentile score mo is 90, then it means that you did better than 90% of the test takers. Ibig sabihin, nasa top 10% ka nung batch. If you scored 95, so you're in the top 5% of the batch, and you did better than 95%. Parang ganun. So, yung schools natin, dito sa Philippines, usually meron silang cut-off, no? And yun yung tinitingnan nila, yung percentile rank mo.
So, speaking of cut-off, bro, no? Ano kaya yung ideal na score, Kane, na nabalitaan mo? Na dapat ito yung goal mo?
Ang alam ko po, parang di po ba different siya per med school? Pero ang alam ko, may mga med school na yung ina-accept nila is 40 po yata. 40 yung nakita kong pinaka-lowest na cut-off na nakita ko. I'm not sure lang. 40
iba,
po.
Iba, yeah.
Then yung iba, yeah. Syempre iba-iba naman depende. Po. Yung iba, 85.
So, siguro, the higher the better.
Aim higher, no?
Yeah, the higher the better. Better.
More chances of winning.
90 na ata yung safest.
So now, no, we have a general overview na of the NMAT, especially for our listeners na hindi masyadong familiar and they want to enter medical school. So at least meron na kayong overview. We'll put na lang some links down below dun sa mga na-mention ni Kay, no, about the registration, etc. So now, let's go to the actual preparation naman, Kane. How did you prepare for the NMAT? So, like, when did you start? Nag-review? Nag-enroll ka ba sa isang review program? Do you recommend enrolling in a review program, etc.? So, sige, when did you start preparing for the NMAT?
So, yung NMAT namin is January 20. Yung schedule ko po is January 2021. Ganyan. Perfect siya actually for us kasi yun yung break mm-hmm. namin. Mm-hmm. Para siyang semester break sa Leap Med. Pero, ayun nga. So, nag-plan na ako mag-start ng review after yung first sem. Kasi nga meron ako eksaktong 1 month to take the NMAT. Kaso nga lang, parang sobrang hindi na inspiring actually. Kasi, tinake ko na yung break na yun as something. Parang pinag-isipan ko na, eto na lang yung break na meron ako after 2 years. Bakit pa ako mag-aano for M? Ganyan. So, nagawa na ako ng schedule for the whole month. Tapos, inas-es ko na kailan ko i-distribute. Kailan ko aralin yung mga ganitong subjects. So, week na to, ito lang yung goal ko. Ganyan. Pero yun nga. Tapos, kasi po kasi sa LeapMed, parang nagkaroon ng news sa amin na yung NMAT daw, we just have to take it and like, parang for formality lang. Though, I'm not sure kung totoo pa rin daw hanggang ngayon. Kung totoo talaga siya. Kasi, ayun, kailangan lang daw namin i-pass. Eh, di ba wala naman talagang passing grade?
Yeah, technically na wala namang passing na, talaga.
So, yun. Eh, di, nag-break ako ng, parang sinira ko lang yung 1 month na plan ko, ganyan. But, so basically, parang nag-start ako parang a week before. As in, one week lang. 1 week prep. Parang less
before than the week. Actual test day.
So, like, yung 8 subjects.
Si Kane pala. Clutch pala si Kane, no?
As in, clutch.
Parang 1 subject a day ka.
Opo, clutch talaga. Parang sa isang subject. Parang diniskartan ko na lang na paano kung masasaksak lahat sa isip ko yung mga reviewers. Kasi, wala sayang yung nagawa kong 1 month schedule. Parang kailangan mo isiksik talaga sa 1 week. But anyways, ayun nga. Parang kailangan ko lang i-prioritize yung mga bagay mm-hmm. na kailangan ko aralin. Especially yung pag-take ng mock exams and mga samplex. Yeah. I think sobrang helpful nila kasi ayun nga, parang yun yung una kong nilagay sa schedule ko talaga. Kailangan kong makita kung ano yung mga sample questions.
Exactly.
Kasi dun mo, pwede mo
parang may idea ka, no?
Parang dun mo ma-outline yung paano mo ba, ano kailangan mo unang aralin. Tapos ano yung kahit passing na lang, I mean, kahit scan mo na lang, like, tapos, ayun, para ma-prime din ako kung ano yung kailangan kong practice. Yan, yung mga techniques, especially dun sa inductive reasoning na part. Di ba, kailangan mo ng technique para ma-
very abstract yun,
yes,
di ba?
Yes, para masagutan mo siya mm-hmm. mabilis, yeah. Ganyan. Tapos, yeah. Syempre, iba rin yung nag-work sa iba't ibang mga tao. And also, ayun, tapos, nag-focus din ako sa quantitative part. Kasi, actually, ayun nga, di ba parang entrance exam lang siya. And I think nakalimutan ko na kasi yung mga lessons. Kasi wala naman na siya ngayong college. Ganun. So yun, tapos for reviewing din. Personally, hindi na ako nag-enroll sa review center. Kasi, ayun nga, sinabi nila na kailangan lang namin na i-pass parang ganun yung NMAT or i-take. So, syempre, gusto ko na rin makasave kasi another gagastos ko pa ganyan. Tapos, unnecessary lang naman siya. Pero, for people na mag-enroll, maganda yun, di ba? Kasi, marami kang materials na pwede makuha. Tapos, you're accountable then to prepare. You have schedule. Ganyan. That's really a good advantage. And yun, for sources.
Structure.
Yes, ayun. May mapo-follow ka, ganyan. Tapos, may mga makakasama ka pang mag-aaral. Tapos for sources naman, yung mga ginawa ko lang is, like, hanap ako sa internet kasi marami ka naman makikita across the net Tapos free sila. And also, may mga friends ako na nagbibigay sila ng reviewers. So, sobrang fortunate din. Ayun, like, for every subject na kukuha ko, I think ng enough na sources na pwede pag-aralan. And, ayun, nainood lang mga videos sa YouTube, ganyan yung mga tips and techniques. And also, ayun, naganap ng mga mock and practice exams sa internet. And, ayun, kasi sobrang important talaga ng testmanship when it comes to NMAT, di ba? So, ayun. And, yeah. Another thing pala is nag-join din ako ng mga groups.
FB groups, no?
Kasi, yeah. Ayun, nag-share sila ng ng sources. Tapos, yeah. Sobrang helpful nun. Tapos, marami rin mga sinishare na tips. And, ayun, meron din mga nag-offer na, for example, mag-study group kayo kahit virtual lang. And sobrang naging helpful nun talaga. So, ayun.
Ano yung Discord ba yun? Discord? Ay, Discord. Ano ba yun? Anong app ba yun?
Yung iba pa. Opo, Discord pwede. Tapos Skype, Zoom.
Ah, tama.
Zoom, Google Meet, pwede
yes,
naman.
Yes, ayun po.
What you did, Kay, no? Nakaka-relate ako because when I reviewed back in, kailan ba yung 2014, hindi rin ako nag-enroll in a formal review program. And yung sinabi mo, no, practice questions, mga samplexes, very important. What I used was, yung di ba nagbibigay sila, nag-email sila yung CEM ng practice exam, di ba? They do.
Yes,
and then
yes.
Yung MSA reviewer, yun yung ginagamit namin before. Yeah. So, what I did was, so nag-answer ako ng questions and then based sa mga topic na nakikita ko dun sa review or sa samplex, yun yung inaaral ko. So yun, nanonood din ako ng videos, nag-search din ako sa Google. Marami namang sources sa internet talaga, sa Khan Academy, and marami pa, Spark Notes. So, parang samplex-based aral. Because it's a very broad, very broad kasi talaga yung coverage. Eh, mahirap din talaga mag-aral. Hindi mo talaga maaral lahat. So, parang targeted na lang yung aaralin mo. So, base mo na lang sa kung anong questions yung lumalabas sa mga samplexes. And then, with regards naman to the part 1, which is the aptitude, no? Hindi mo naman masyadong maaral yun. I think the best way to tackle that is to really do samplexes. Practice lang talaga. Kasi masasanay ka eh. And once masanay ka na, edi mas madali na siyang, hindi ka mape-pressure. Kasi pag hindi ka nag-practice, tas parang nag-take ka ng exam, hindi mo na-practice kung paano maghanap ng difference sa pictures, ganun. Parang magugulat ka, magkaka-anxiety ka in the middle of the exam, ayaw natin yun. So, very important. I like what you said na mag-samplex talaga.
Yung samplex-based learning for NMAT, parang pag lagi ka nagsasamplex, parang tuturuan ka niya how you deal with the question na hindi mo alam. Mm-hmm. Hindi siya yung paramihan ng alam. Parang how you deal kapag given the information para mo i-arrange yung information,
yeah.
How to derive to the answer. Kaya malaking bagay talaga yung ginagawa ni Kane.
Yeah.
Samplex-based learning, which is ginamit ko rin bro nung NMAT preparation ko. Hindi rin ako nag-review school. Para may mga friends lang din ako na namigay ng materials, ginamit ko na lang din.
Yeah.
So, dapat siguro sa NMAT, no, friendly ka.
Yeah. Yeah. Join friends. Facebook groups and then yes. You ask your friends about.
Parang yun nga, parang ang lucky na rin ngayon kasi may mga ganyang Facebook groups na you can meet a lot of people na same track as you, so you can share stuff and so, like, you're not alone kayo.
Yeah.
Baka magkaroon na rin ng Telegram siguro in the future, Telegram group for NMAT.
Baka meron eh.
Yeah. So, you know, ang dami na talagang resources compared to our time, no? Which was not even more, 10 years ago. Less than 10 years ago. Sobrang mas marami na kayong resources ngayon. Kaya it's easier.
And free. Free, yeah. Pa.
Free pa, oo.
Yes,
in a way, malaking tulong din talaga yon. So, but if you have extra money naman no, and extra time, you would recommend naman Kane that yes. They enroll in a formal review program, no?
I could recommend them. Kasi ayun, maganda yung structure. Parang,
yeah.
And accountable ka talaga to yeah.
Mapipilitan ka because you paid for it. Di ba? Sayang naman yung pinayo mo.
Peer pressure bro kasi may mga kasama ka.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but then again, depende na rin sa'yo, no? Whatever floats your boat, kung anong mas suitable sa'yo.
Pero if you have the self-discipline, bro, pwede rin naman na self-study. Yeah. Makatipid ka pa.
Sobrang laki na matitipid mo rin.
Talaga. Hindi naman siya requirement.
And sariling pace mo pa.
Okay. So,
tsaka mas targeted, mas customized yung aral mo.
Exactly.
Kasi ako, bro, especially ako, ang nag-focus ako sa physics, bro, eh.
Kasi yun yung weakness
parang
mo.
Yun yung weakness ko, yes. Eh.
Actually, Kane said that din kanina na nag-focus siya dun sa mga medyo nahirapan siya. And yung mga alam na niya, i-ano mo na, di ba? So that's a nice strategy of studying, actually. You focus on your weak areas. And then yung focus. Strengths mo, aralin mo pa rin, but not as much. Di ba?
Para ma-save yung energy mo.
And also, I think, kapag based on subjects naman, actually, yung physics rin yung weakness ko. Tapos, nung sobrang gipit na ako sa oras, parang siya na yung chinantabi ko na siya. Kasi feeling ko, i-maximize ko na yung alam kong kaya ko i-ace. So, alam mo, yung math, ayun, nag-practice na ako ng math kasi alam ko na meron ako doon parang advantage, I mean, parang strength ko siya. Tapos, yung mga bio, soci. Kasi, feeling ko, for a really, really short amount of time, parang yun yung kaya kong isiksik na isiksik sa utak ko. Kasi, familiar na ako sa concepts. Unlike physics and ano, kahit, di ko siya kaya na ilagay sa utak ko for 2 days, 3 days, ganyan. So, ayun. Naggawa na lang talaga ng strategy. Like, for example, sa computation, sa ano, titignan ko na lang yung units, tapos titignan ko na lang yung given. Tapos paano ako mag-a-arrive sa unit na to? Anong kailangan kong gawin dun sa given? Paano ko siya isa-solve ganun? So yun, nakasurvive naman kahit paano.
Actually, like the math problems na yung sinabi mo, some of them, kasi sobrang press for time, ka, no? You don't even have to solve them talaga completely. Kasi minsan yung decimal places lang, malalaman mo na. Sabi mo, yung units lang, malalaman mo na yung answer. So, maraming strategies na ganun which you can use. You don't really have to solve
tricks,
it.
Bro.
Oo, kanya-kanyang trip. Kasi, hindi talaga siya kaya in a very short span of time na makomplete mo talagang i-answer.
Parang,
lahat.
It's how you derive. Hindi siya yung, ano yung alam mo.
So, yun. And with regards to sources, marami namang videos, no, sabi mo, sa YouTube, Khan Academy, sa Google, Spark Notes, ang daming sources online talaga.
You
can find it everything for free pa. So, yun nga, it's I think it will be a wise strategy to really do samplex-based aral, diba? Na targeted siya. And focus
targeted,
on your weakness. And maximize your strength. Okay. So, yun yung ano natin dun. Take home. Okay.
Ang question ko ulit kay Kane, how do you balance yung academics, yung NMAT review, tsaka yung especially vlogger ka sa YouTube? Paano mo na balance yung time? Meron ka bang special planner, special app? Parang ano bang mantra mo?
With academics naman, bakasyon siya nung preparation.
Yes,
no?
Nga, bakasyon na. Pero ayun nga, I mean, kahit siguro nag-work naman to, for example, you have like lots of time and kahit sobrang gipit na, kaya isang linggo or ilang days na lang. Pero sobrang helpful kasi talaga is, I mean, kahit sa namang aspect mo, is you have a schedule, really, really flexible schedule and you
super agree.
Try your best to follow it talaga. Kasi it would keep you on track and just make everything, it would make everything organized and systematic and sobrang important nun. Ayun, and would try, parang ito-try mo lang yung best mo to follow that flexible schedule. Syempre, dapat flexible, di ba? You would really never know kung ano pwede mag-come up, ganyan. So, you can always change it. So, ayun, I mean, kapag ganun, kasi kaya, kahit, kailangan mo siya i-follow. Like, for example, kahit gano'ng kadami yung kailangan mong aralin for NMAT. Eh, kasi madami naman talaga, di ba? Mm-hmm. And you don't have enough time, for sure. Kahit gano'ng kadami yung materials na kailangan mong review, ganyan. For example, sa schedule mo, like, tapos na yung time na nakalaan mo para dito sa subject na to. Tapos, di ka pa tapos. I mean, kahit di ka pa tapos, then stop na. Kasi, di mo naman talaga kaya sila talaga tapusin lahat unless you really have a lot of time.
So, I like what you said, Gay, na flexible schedule. Yung flexible schedule kasi, it's very important to create a schedule. As much as possible.
Yung rigid, bro, no?
Yeah. hindi rigid, as much as possible, we have to follow our schedule. Pero kasi alam natin, we can't follow it to the dot talaga. Kasi unpredictable naman ang buhay. So,
yes, bro. Very
flexible,
dynamic, bro.
Yeah. So, we have to adjust every day. Pwede natin baguhin yung schedule natin. But as much as possible, kailangan natin siyang i-follow para matapos natin yung goals natin. So, again, scheduling is very important using a planner. And in Kane's case, she used Notion, the Notion app.
And be flexible, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Depende sa circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Actually, bro, yung ginagawa ni Kane, yung meron siyang nakalaan na sched for this day, pag di niya natapos, skip na. Tapos, pag di niya nagawa, skip na. Parang si med school din yung bro eh. Parang pag may quiz ka sa limang subjects,
mm-hmm.
parang very applicable for med school and pre-med yung ginagawa niya. Kasi yeah. kung nag-focus ka lang sa isang subject, makakompromise yung the rest. Para sa ang goal natin, mapasadahan lahat.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think the word there is prioritization, no?
Prioritization.
Prioritize mo yung weakness mo. Yung alam mo na, or medyo okay ka na, pwede mo na siyang i-semi-alay, no? So,
kanya-kanyang yeah. style ng pag-budget, bro, no?
Time management talaga and planning. Okay, so let's go to the actual exam naman, Kane. So we've talked about
ito na yung
how to register, talked about the NMAT, we talked about how to prepare. Let's go to the actual exam day. So can you describe to us yung events on the actual exam day? Kasi online setup kayo eh. Many may not be familiar with this pa. Like kami, iba naman yung setup namin. So
sa amin bro, ang required NMAT, lang. Yeah. Magdala ng lapis eh. Tsaka eraser, yun lang. Tsaka yung ID mo.
Sa inyo, I'm sure it's a totally different
marami,
situation.
May mga specs pa siguro yan. Specs ng computer. Paano ba Kane?
Yung, ano na lang, take us through the actual exam day kung anong nangyari. Ganun na lang.
Actually, fortunate ako kasi I was able to go through the whole exam like really, really smoothly. Ganun. Kasi marami akong kilala na ano talaga na kapag-encounter ng problems. Tapos meron akong mga friends na they actually had to retake the exam in a different schedule and like register again pa again. Kasi marami talagang problema. And sobrang nakaka-anxious na nga yung difficulty ng items na i-anticipate mo gano'n baka hirap to. Tapos yung pressure of getting a high PR. Pero sobrang nakakatakot rin yung baka mamaya mag-mess up yung internet connection mo. Or magkaroon ng technical difficulties kasi you never know what the issues are na pwede mag pwede mo ma-meet along the way tapos ayun. So greatest ano lang talaga din is to prepare for it and to anticipate it. And ayun, helpful rin talaga na mayroong mga handouts na ibibigay sa'yo beforehand yung CM tapos andun yung mga frequently na ask questions and like yung mga frequently met na technical issues and paano mo isa-solve yun. And anyways, you can always contact naman yung admin nila. Like for example, merong magkamali na or something goes wrong, pwede mo sila i-contact agad. And ayun.
May hotline exam, sila, parang ganun.
Yes,
hotline.
Yes, and email din po. And tapos, nung exam day, kailangan mo lang that time is, of course, you have to be in an empty room na ikaw lang. Tapos, wala kitang iba. Tapos, yung table mo dapat clear, syempre. And you have a laptop or a PC actually. Tapos, bawal Mac kasi merong bawal yung Mac. Kasi, pag meron silang ipapa-install sa'yo na software. Para siyang hindi ko alam
anti-cheating ba yan na software,
ganun.
Yeah.
Kasi sa USD diba merong pinapagamit sa amin na lockdown browser tawag. So para siyang counterpart lang na ayun, para siyang browser na specially for taking the exam. Tapos yung gagamitin yung ano mo, camera mo, course, tapos yung microphone dapat working talaga sila. Kasi ayun nga, tapos habang nag-exam ka.
Yeah, yes, oh, syempre bro, kasi baka po, may magbulong ng sagot, di ba?
Yes.
Wow, tama.
Dapat wala talagang maririnig kasi habang nag-e-exam ka, merong proctor, like live proctor din, na nagmamonitor
sa'yo. One-on-one ba yan? Like per
Ay, hindi. Hindi siya one-on-one. Ah, actually, okay. siguro, yung isang proctor, marami siyang
one is to ten, siguro, ganyan, no? 1:20. Ganun. Pero minomonitor talaga nila. Kayo.
Oo, sobrang strict talaga nila. Kasi, ilang beses ko na-flag nung exam. Kasi hindi ko alam kung bakit. Kasi nung time na, for example, nung quantitative, syempre magsasolve ako. And yung allowed lang kasi sa room is table, tapos walang ibang tao, walang ibang gamit, walang devices, walang books, bawal phone, bawal iPad, or kahit calculator, bawal. Yung pwede lang whiteboard. Ito, papakita ko lang sa inyo. Nandito ba study table?
So, dyan ka nagsasolve.
Ayan.
At kailangan kita nila.
Kailangan kita nila. Tapos marker, tapos eraser. Yun lang yung allowed. Ngayon, yung quantitative, syempre nagsasolve ako din sa whiteboard. Tapos di siya kita sa screen. Nakabaling lang yung face ko sa whiteboard. Tapos na-flag ako na bakit daw di ako tumitingin sa screen. Ganun. So yun. Well, anyways,
kailangan pala photogenic, no?
Reply mo. Pwede naman mag-respond ka, like, for example, explain mo lang na I'm on the quantitative part and I'm solving, so scratch ko, gano'n. Mm-hmm. Ayun. Mm-hmm. Tapos na-flag din ako na, for example, di ka nakaharap sa screen na sobrang lapit mo naman, tapos di kita yung buong face mo. Mm-hmm. Ayun, sobrang strict nila sa gano'n.
So what happens, Kane, if you get flagged in the middle of the ano?
If you flag, parang warning siya, actually. Warning siya.
If you get flagged many times, meron bang mangyayari?
Oo, meron. Meron akong friend na na-flag siya. Kasi nakakita ata, doon hindi naman niya ginagamit talaga. Tapos nandun lang sa malayo yung device, tapos na-void yung exam niya.
What?
So, kailangan talaga edit. Sobrang strict talaga. Tapos meron kasi, oo, it's understandable naman. Pero meron very din strict. Na sa isang point ng exam, parang may room tour, na gagawin.
Talaga? Just to check, no, kung meron bang mga devices,
and,
whatever.
Ayun. So, yung support.
So, nagamit ni Kane yung pagka-vlogger mo, no? Nung tour sa bahay mo.
Oo, magpapa-room tour. Papakita as in yung buong room para makita kong clean. Kung walang iPad or phone, ganyan, na malapit sa'yo. Tapos, ayun.
So, paano yun, Kane? Sorry, ah. Pag na-flag ka, paano may lalabas na warning dun?
Ganun
lang.
Warning.
And then,
hindi
ka naman kailangan mag-explain.
Ah, may chat.
Kasi that will take some of your time na nagtetest ka.
It will actually take some of your time. Pero, just to be sure, I think, mag-explain ka na lang mag-reply ka na lang din sa...
Siya, baka ma-void pa, no?
Kapag na-flag ka ba, Kane, yung bawa, in-answer mo yung flag sa'yo, yung time mo may extend para to answer o kakainin niya yung oras mo?
Hindi. Kakainin niya talaga yung oras. Kahit yung room tour part, kinakain niya lang yung oras.
So, kahit siguro ang lesson dito, iwasan mo ma-flag kasi hassle pala ma-flag.
Yes. Yeah. Just follow talaga the procedure, the protocol na kasi nandun naman lahat yan, di ba? Sa sinasend naman nila yung procedure.
Feeling ko yung friend ni Kane na nakitaan ng device, feeling ko by accident lang yun, eh, no? Sobrang hassle sa kanya. No?
Yes, by accident lang talaga. And, alam mo, di naman niya talaga ginagamit or anything. Medyo malayo rin. Basta nakagip lang siya dun sa screen.
But then, baka nasa rules naman talaga yun, di ba?
Yes, so, nasa rules talaga. So,
nasa rules naman. So, kailangan i-follow talaga.
Magpay attention.
Kailangan i-follow.
So,
be mindful talaga. Be mindful sa rules.
Meron naman, as in, ilalatag naman nila yon beforehand lahat, like sa handouts nga, yung mga possible na maging problema. Kasi, di ba nga, nung exam, meron kayong practice muna. Parang before the day of the
may
exam.
Trial, parang trial.
May trial.
Okay,
para manavigate nila yung website. Kasi medyo complicated rin.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if hindi ka techie. Nagkaroon din ako ng mga problems na na-encounter ko nung trial. So, good thing na, ayun nga, na-practice ko siya. Tapos na consult ko agad kung paano masasolusyonan. Kasi like, for example, may mga missing na buttons din sa website mo, ganyan. Like, minsan di ko manex yung question and ayun, normal na problem naman siya. So, alam mo na kung paano paano mo masosolusyonan para di mo ma-meet yung same problem. So, ayun, important na mag-take talaga ng trial exam dun sa website. Kasi bago pa lang siya, diba? Mm-hmm. Di ka pa sanay talaga.
So, that's a good point, no? Na dapat mag-trial ka talaga the day before. Yes. Oh, para ma-troubleshoot mo. At saka familiar ka na dun sa interface.
Meron akong friend na di siya nakapag-trial. So, ayun, maraming naging
medyo
problem.
Medyo panic mode siya during ano, di ba? Kasi syempre may mga problems talaga mag-arise, mga minor problems. Eh, makakasagabal din yun sa concentration mo, di ba?
Yes.
Eh, we want na yung total focus mo dun lang talaga sa pag-answer ng questions. Ayaw na natin na marami pang ibang distraction. So, that's a nice point from Kane that you have to really take the
feeling ko ano, after mo mag-NMAT. After mo mag-NMAT, mag-troubleshoot, pwede ka na maging technician ng computer.
That's it.
So, regarding the devices, no, Kane said laptop or
Mac.
Desktop PC, walang Mac, no Apple devices.
Hindi ko lang sure if ngayon, baka if na-allow na nila yung, baka pwede na. Pero before talaga, di kasi gumagana yung software mismo sa Mac. So
how about Windows, iPad? Hindi pwede, no?
Hindi rin pwede. Hindi
so laptop iPad and desktop talaga. And you have to have a webcam.
Strict ata yung webcam. Firewall ng Mac siguro.
Yes. Pwede siyang built-in, pwede rin namang hindi.
And
webcam
then,
and microphone.
Whiteboard, tsaka ano, eraser. And
whiteboard,
of course,
eraser, marker.
Bawal lang paper and pen.
Bawal yung paper.
Sige, baka may codigo
ka. A5.
Meron palang A5.
A5 na
size.
So, may standard pala talagang size sila.
Standard.
For the, ano. Anyways, no? So, thank you for those points, no? Very helpful for our future and math takers. Can you rate the difficulty of the actual exam, Kane? From 0 to 10.
Actual
comparing
exam
dun sa mga na-answer mong mga samplex questions, si magaling sa Facebook,
oh, sige,
sa internet.
How
would you compare?
Comparing to the samplexes, sige. Medyo same ba siya?
Exam lang to. Di ko na i-consider na online siya. Ganyan,
Sige, yung exam lang muna.
Anong pinaka-difficult? 10?
Zero being super easy and 10... super as in
yung 0 parang 1 plus 1 lang yung tinanong sa'yo.
Actually siguro ano,
on average,
on average siguro 7.
So medyo 7. Mahirap,
okay.
No? Medyo
mahirap, medyo
pero
mahirap
kaya
na.
Medyo mahirap pero kaya.
Mahirap,
doable
pero kaya.
Doable
kasi ano siya, merong mga tanong na sobrang dali tapos merong mga tanong na sobrang hirap, parang ganun.
Gets.
May mga sobrang bilis mo masasagutan pero meron talagang sobrang sa akin na like sobrang clueless ko kasi di ko siya na ano before or nakalimutan ko na talaga yung mga concepts.
How about,
especially sa physics ganun.
Yeah, how about yung ano niya, Kane? Similarity niya with the samplexes that you answered, yung mga practice questions na na-share sa mga groups. Is it how similar is it to the actual exam?
Similar siya, like, hindi sa point na same questions, ha? Pero yung mga concepts, like, alam mo na, pareho to dito sa nasagutan ko before. So, parang na-prime na talaga yung utak mo na ganitong items yung mga possible na ma-encounter. Kung ano yung mga lessons, for example, sa math, like, if sa samplex, puro algebra lang. So, ganun lang, walang mga geometry, walang calc, walang trigo. So,
okay,
alam mo na
okay.
Kailangan mo lang, ayun, ganun lang siya. Sa verbal din, kahit di naman talaga same yung tanong, pero similar yung concepts and similar kung paano mo siya kailangan sagutan on the day.
So, the questions are not copy-paste, pero the concepts are similar.
Similar.
So, aralin mo
parang
yung concepts
hindi ba lang
sa
yung
mga
perspective.
Okay.
Siguro bro, if you understand the lesson, no? Okay naman. Parang, kailangan talaga may understanding.
Yung concepts, o.
Hindi lang
dapat
yung concepts
alam mo.
So, bro, no? Overview na NMAT, bro, no? Sabi niya, may time limit. So, we can backtrack naman. Tapos, kung hindi ka sure sa mga sagot, no? Mm-hmm. Merong marker. Tapos, yung sa expenses naman, yung registration, madali lang daw, no?
1-9-30.
Online, easy.
Everything is done online.
And syempre, ang goal natin, mataas sa score para mas kampante tayo.
Yeah, of course. And there are 8 subjects, no? 2 parts. First 4 subjects, more of the general, yung mga analytical, mga verbal, etc. And the second are the more specialized subjects, yung mga biochem, social sciences, biology, etc. So, yun,
yes, bro, no?
Basically.
Tsaka bro, yung mga questions sa mga listeners natin, yung how do we prepare ba? So, sabi ni Kay, kanya-kanya eh, kung gusto mo mag-formal review or mag-self-study, yung lagi mong binabanggit, bro, na whatever floats your boat. Depende sa'yo eh. Kasi advantage nung review school, may structure na. So, sabi ni Kane, susundin mo lang. Pero pag gusto mo ng targeted, kailangan mo ng discipline para kung ano yung weakness mo, dun ka mag-focus more.
Yeah. By the way, ha? By the way, sa opinion nyo, ano bang, what's a good, ano, time frame ng pag-aaral? Ano bang magandang ilang weeks, ilang months ba dapat, what's enough para maaral yung NMAT and get a good score?
Ako bro, opinion ko lang, nasa number of questions answered, wala sa time. Kung na, yun ang opinion ko bro, kung medyo marami na ako nasagot, feeling ko ready na ako. Ikaw ba, Kane, anong opinion mo sa
ballpark sa lang, anong estimate frame? Lang. Para lang may idea yung mga listeners natin, ah, dapat magsimula na ako. Oh.
Siguro 2,000 questions, bro. Wild estimate ko lang yan, bro.
And you can finish that in how many days?
Siguro.
Siguro for me, ako tatanungin. Siguro I'll, ano, mga 2 to 3 months na chill aral. Hindi yung super intense.
Chill aral.
When you have other things to do, lalo na pag may classes ka pa, mga ganon, siguro hindi mga 2 to 3 months
bro,
of,
no?
Yeah, 2 to 3 months of paunti-unting aral every day. Parang ganon. Diba?
Kasi for sure, syempre lahat sila, their students or yung iba naman yung mga
kanya-kanyang ginagawa.
Yeah, yeah.
Meron talaga tayong kanya-kanyang ginagawa and iba-ibang responsibilities. But I think sobrang safe nun na around 3 months.
Na chill.
Tapos kasama lang sa routine mo.
Yeah, yeah.
Routine mo lang.
Part
sa
daily schedule mo.
Kumbaga. Ang ganda nun. Hindi lang siya yung ginagawa.
Yeah. Ang ganda ng terms nyo, no? Yung term ni Adrian na chill aral. Yung term ni Kane na part siya ng routine mo. Kasi yung pag-aral bro na chill lang tsaka yung part ng routine mo, parang ano eh, hindi siya yung pilit. Iba kasi yung aral lang pilit, yung cram mode.
Yeah. And you'll have more time to digest talaga what you're studying.
Oh, yun, digest. And,
yeah, with regards to the sources, marami namang sources online. You don't even have to buy anything from the bookstore, no? On YouTube, Khan
tsaka
Academy.
Tsaka pwede ba natin i-share, bro?
Tsaka yung Facebook groups.
Yung Facebook groups, pwede ba natin i-share yun, Kane, yung mga groups mo?
Marami yan eh. Alam ko may mga Facebook groups.
Meron. Para pag nag-search ka lang ng NMAT takers
lalabas
online.
Na.
Ayun, marami nang lalabas.
Yeah. And with regards naman to the online setup, bro, sabi ni Kane, so kailangan mo ng desktop or a laptop na Windows, and you need a webcam and an A5 size na whiteboard, a marker
saka
and
microphone,
eraser.
Microphone, bro.
And nandun naman sa mga protocols and procedures kung anong mga specific na mga requirements, no? But it's very important to follow them para iwas flag. Kasi ayaw nating ma-flag because we want
pana-flag
our
ka,
entire
hindi
focus.
Yung time,
Yeah, entire focus natin dun lang talaga sa exam. And baka mamaya ma-void pa, di ba? You have to retake it. Nako.
Yes. Scary. And you can really do anything about it na. For example, hindi mo na siya pwedeng contest kapag nangyari yun.
So, retake na lang talaga. But do you have to pay again? Or?
Yes, you have to pay again, of course. Like, do the registration, the whole registration process.
Start from scratch, no? Ayaw natin yun. So,
so kailangan talaga, bro, no? Yung
rules. Basahin talaga.
Yung sabi ni Kay na may trial para ma-practice mo yung troubleshooting.
Yeah, the trial.
Kung ma-experience mo, alam mo na, importante yung trial. Tsaka yun nga, iwas flag para hindi na mabawasan
iwas
yung
flag
time
talaga. And with regards to the difficulty,
bro, no?
Sabi ni Kane, it's 7 over 10. So it's,
yes.
I would think it's moderately difficult. Hindi naman super hindi kaya. Moderately difficult. Kaya naman siya, mahirap pero kaya.
Pero
and
doable.
And with regards
doable,
to its
doable,
similarity with the samplexes, with regards to the similarity, it's more or less the same concepts, no? Hindi copy-paste,
same
but the concepts are the same. So, if gets mo yung concepts dun sa samplexes, then siguro kaya mo na ring sagutan talaga yung mismong exam. So it's very important to answer samplexes and previous exams talaga. Practice exams.
Tsaka nabanggit ni Kane, bro, no, na yung online, parang nakaka-anxious. Feeling ko, pag na-anxious yung, ano, yung sun-taker, siguro dapat aware siya na normal lang na maging anxious. Tama ba yun, Kane? Parang normal lang ba maging anxious?
Yes, normal. Normal lang siya. Like, I think everybody, like everyone naman.
Yeah,
parang kasi normal na talagang kakabahan ka, may pressure ka, marami kang pwede ma-anticipate na, baka, baka mamaya wala na ako ng, ano, wala na ako ng connection, baka mamaya di ko na alam yung items. Parang, sobrang normal nun, but still, I know na.
Kaya naman talaga.
Kakayanin yeah. naman yan. Kaya naman yan.
The thing is lang, doble yung anxiety mo kasi hindi lang yes. with regards to the hindi lang actual yung exam yung anxiety
exam.
Mo. Yung sabi ni Kane, yung anticipation of the million things that can go wrong with regards to mga
what are the odds, bro, no, na ma-brown out ka,
and other
no?
technical problems that can arise, sana. No? Brown out, etc.
Brown out, so, lindol,
but we have to adapt.
Sana.
Wala tayong choice. This is the only way to conduct This is the only way to conduct the NMAT
to become a doctor
during this
bro,
time.
No? Lahat gagawin
natin. Gusto mo talagang maging doctor, I really have to adapt to the changing times. New normal, di ba?
So, Kane, ito, I always ano, eh, ask this. Meron ka bang regrets during your preparation for NMAT? Any regrets that you can share?
Actually, wala akong regrets. I mean, wala. Like, I'm glad naman. I think like everything talaga went smoothly. And I wasn't really expecting yung results na makukuha ko. But I guess I'm really satisfied with it. Kasi ayun nga. Pero if siguro,
I think
wala
siguro
ako
naman
siya. I think I prepared
si Kane kasi,
it and I think I spent.
If you have good preparation, wala kang regrets siguro, bro, no?
The thing is, we like to ask about regrets, Kane, kasi although parang negative yung regret, no, we can learn something from it, no? And those listening to us right now, pwede nilang hindi ulitin yung mga maling nagawa natin, yung mga regrets natin. So, if kung wala man, ano bang kahit yung pinakamaliit na regret mo during your preparation hanggang sa pag-take ng exam, meron ba or wala talaga?
Siguro if I would share something, kasi yun nga, di ba nga yung nagawa ako is like I prepared the whole schedule
pero hindi mo sinunod
for the entire month. Tapos di ko nasunod. I think sobrang laki ng ease nung magkakaroon ako. Sobrang magiging smooth siya if sinunod ko
yes.
siya. Kasi yun nga, like naka-outline na mm-hmm. eh. Tapos in-incorporate ko lang yung end mode ko dun sa like sa routine
yeah.
ko nga for the whole month. Tapos alam mo yun, syempre habang nagpre-prepare ako nung last ano na, last week na, sobrang nakakasunog na ng utak mm-hmm. na pagod na, di ko alam kung kaya ko isiksik lahat din sa utak ko. So, ayun, if only, syempre, if only, ano, siguro mas marami pa akong maaaral and mas marami pa akong nailagay sa utak ko that time na pwede ko rin magamit sa EMA. And syempre, hindi ko na-skip
mm-hmm.
yung mga lessons na alam ko, nahirapan din ako and I would get better scores ganyan. But ngayon,
so yun yung regret mo, not following your schedule na ginawa mo. Nag-effort
yes.
kang gumawa ng schedule but you didn't follow it.
Nag-effort talaga.
But at least, di ba, it still turned out good. You still got a good score. So siguro what we can take out from that is to, yun nga, time management talaga, really follow your schedule. And that's very, ano, Kane ha, in med school, magagamit mo talaga yan. That's a very vital tool in, ano, and a very good habit to practice in med school. You know, planning ahead, scheduling, kasi, di ba, ang dami talagang activities sa med school. Schoolwork, extracurricular activities. Marami tayong ginagawa sa med school eh, kaya we really have to prioritize and to really schedule our weeks, our months para matapos lahat ng goals natin.
Ako feeling ko, bro, kaya okay yung score ni Kane. Ano siya eh, sumasagot siya ng mga questions. Ako, last question, Kane, no? Agree ka ba sa akin na mas importante na sumasagot ka ng questions kaysa nagbabasa for NMAT? Or ano, kailangan balance eh?
I think balance talaga. Pero kagaya ng sinabi ko nina, mas priority ko rin yung magsagot ng questions. Kasi parang pinaprime mo yung utak mo saan ang mga possible na manip. And also, you would know kung alam mo yun, kung anong kailangan mo pabasahin. Alam mo, kailangan mo pang pagtuunan ng pansin. So, it's sobrang-sobrang helpful niya. But, ayun, balance lang din talaga. Like,
balance,
answer no? questions and read yeah. a lot.
Kasi but, hindi naman pwedeng hindi ka magbasa. Kasi ano bang isasagot yes. mo kung wala kang knowledge about a specific something, mm-hmm. diba? So, but it's balance really very important, again, to answer questions. Mm-hmm.
So, Kane, any
tips, final message for those who will be taking the NMAT this November, Kane?
I would just like to give concrete na tips that I think naka-help din sa akin before I take the exam, during I take it, and like after. So, ayun nga, gaya ng sabi ko kanina, make sure na meron kayong flexible na schedule and i-try niyo yung best niyo talaga para mag-follow ng schedule na yun. As in, kasi sobrang helpful niya and it would make you stay on your track, ganun, and track your progress na rin. Ayun. Tapos, when it comes to registration, make sure na mag-register din kayo ng maaga kasi ubusan ng slots.
Ah, kahit ayun, online so, pala, ubusan.
Opo, ubusan ng slots. So, syempre, kapag mas maga ka na-register, mas free ka, pumili kung kailan mo gusto i-take yung exam. And also, kasama na rin sa pagpasa ng mga requirements. And konti lang naman yung requirements, hindi naman siya ganun ka-heavy. So, ayun, make sure na ipasa nyo siya on time para di kayo ma-disqualify or di mawala yung slot nyo. Tapos, ayun, make sure na magkapag-gather kayo ng review materials kasi sobrang helpful nila. And also communicate and coordinate with other takers. Ayun, kasi kailangan niya rin ng makakasama sa pag-aaral and kailangan niya sa or updates, ganyan. Mag-keep you updated, mag-update kayo sa isa't isa. And mag-share kayo ng mga resources. Ayun, tulong-tulong na lang din. Kahit online and kahit they're not really present. At least you know that you're there with them. And ayun, make sure niyo rin before you take the exam, ayun nga, mag-navigate kayo sa exam site. Sobrang unlimited naman yung mga trials. Pwede niyong ulit-ulitin. And if you think na you could go through everything smoothly na during the trial, ayun, then you're good to go na. Wala nang problems. And sobrang onti na lang din ang chance na makaka-encounter kayo ng problema during the day. If okay na kayo dun sa mga trial practices, ganyan. And ayun, make sure na makapag-answer kayo ng mga practice test set and mag-familiarize na yung sarili nyo doon. Tapos make sure din na basahin nyo lahat talaga ng handouts na ibibigay ng CEM. Kasi, ayun, kailangan nyo malaman lahat as in like yung mga possible problems andun and yung mga solutions and ano yung mga requirements. Kasi kapag meron kayo talaga na miss, pwede siyang maging sobrang detrimental dun sa whole process. Like, pwede niyang i-put yung buong preparation into waste. Kahit ganong kaliit na ano lang yan, mishap din yan. Tapos yun, parang yun yung mga things na gusto lang i-share before the exam. So, during the exam na mismo, make sure na i-follow niyo lang yung mga instructions and palagi naman kayong i-update ng CEM about dun sa mga bagay na kailangan yung sundin. Like, for example, keep your area free of noise, ganyan. Kasi pwede siyang ma-misinterpret during the time of the exam. Tapos, yung face nyo, for example, kailangan nasa screen lang palagi. Kasi sobrang strict nga rin ang mga passes. And, ayun, understandable naman yun. And always be mindful lang palagi of the stuff. For example, sa kapag yung mga nag-click kayo dun sa site. Kasi, ayun nga, minsan, di mo rin sure. Kasi, for example, di ka talaga techie and sobrang pressured ka na dun sa exam. Di mo na alam na next question lang yung gusto mong pindutin. Pwede mo na mapindut yung next section. Oh. Yun yan. Pwede mo ma-exit accidentally yung ano. Kasi, takot ako that time kasi nung trial exam, mag-next question lang ako, tapos na-next, ano ko siya, na-next area ko na siya. And kapag ganun, kapag na-section,
no,
may backtracking yung per question, kapag per area, wala. Oo, ganun, pwede mo ma-end yung NMAT accidentally, and kapag ganun, ilang beses kaming na-remind na di mo na siya, ano, di mo na siya makahabol talaga. Wow. As in, di mo siya pwede i-contest. As in, yun na yun. So, sobrang maging mindful kayo dun. Tapos,
isang click lang yung bro.
Alam niyo rin kung yes, one click could really put everything into place. Tapos, ayun, make sure to spend your time wisely. Especially when taking the exam. Like, alam mo na yung mga bagay pag di mo talaga alam. Pwede mag-move on na. Kasi, kaysa malang pa yung oras, time no? mo. Sobrang sayang yung oras. And, be mindful lang palagi sa oras. For example, 20 minutes lang yung kailangan mo spend dito rin. Ayun. Basta, stay on track. And also, bawal kasi mga relo sa habang nag-e-exam.
Pero may time so, naman sa screen.
May time naman. May time naman sa screen. That's right. So, that's ayun. Basta be mindful lang palagi. And after the exam, for example, tapos na kayo sa isang section, just caught up pa rin kayo dun sa ibang items. Just, alam nyo, learn how to move on na talaga. And focus kayo sa kung ano yung nasa harap nyo. Kasi ayun nga, kaya nasabi ko kanina, yung NMAT, sobrang dami niya kasi, I mean, 8 subjects siya, diba? So if you think na di kayo satisfied dun sa previous na tinake nyo na subject, edi pwede naman bumawa.
Yeah, yeah.
So, ayun, learn how to move on and just focus on what is in front of you so that you can perform well.
Wow. Very well said, Kane. And I like what you said, yung ano, if you did bad in a subject or in part one, don't let it affect your performance in part two. Minsan ganun kasi eh, yung alam mo yung mood mo, mababa na after part one kasi nahirapan ka. So, I like what you said, that you just focus on what's right in front of you, no? So that's a nice tip from Kano. So thank you very much, Kano. Very well said, very articulate. Maraming salamat for this super high yield hour. And thank you for spending the last hour with us. As I have said, alam ko marami pa kayong exams this coming week.
Kahit hell week,
really took the time
mo kami ni
to share your experience, and our listeners will really appreciate this kasi sobrang high yield talaga nung session natin today. Thank you again very much, Kane. We appreciate it. So again, I'd just like to tell our listeners now, I hope you learned a lot. Don't forget to follow and like our Facebook page. We also have a YouTube channel. Please subscribe.
And si Kane din, may YouTube channel. Lalagay natin.
Yes, Kane is a vlogger. She also has a YouTube channel. So we'll also put it in the description box below. So you can check out what life is in LeapMed in medical school through Kane's vlog. Very helpful. Again, thank you very much, guys. We appreciate your time. Once again, this has been Adrian.
And this has been Mike. Catch us again next week for your refill prescription of
the better pill.